some people are influencing a small number of people and some people are influencing a lot of people. And if you become more and more an influence of a larger number of people, there will be complaints. There will be disagreements. And we must learn how to deal with people who disagree with us. When I was in high school, I just thought, you know what, I don't like disagreements. That's my personality, is I don't like disagreements. And so, but I kept bumping into people and disagreeing with people. And so I decided the best thing for me to do is to move away to where there are no people. And so I bought books about Alaska. I heard there are not so many people there. I bought books on how to build a log house. But all the reason was is that I don't like having disagreements with people. People cause trouble. That was my opinion. But God had different plans. He had plans of me doing this kind of job. And so God began His training. I went to America and I began, I thought, well, if I'm going to live away from people, I should learn how to be a carpenter. And so I took training as a carpenter. And then after that, then I got a job, because I couldn't find another job, I got a job as a salesman. A salesman of housing products. And it was a terrible job. Because every day customers came to complain. And I wasn't used to the American style of communication. And some of them got very angry and they called me terrible names. They even said terrible things about my mother. Even though they never met my mother. And so I was shocked. And I couldn't sleep at night. I kept thinking about what the customers said to me. But then I woke up the next morning, and other customers are complaining too. And so more and more stress was building into my life. Yeah, this person said this terrible thing. And finally I told my boss. And he gave me deep advice. He just said, get used to it. Get used to it. This is the business. Yeah, and I realized that I needed to adjust. I needed to adjust. To learn to accept people who have different opinions. I can't live stressed out all the time about what people say. And so gradually I got used to it. Yeah, I realized someone was screaming at me. And I'm looking at the clock. Oh. And I began, before I was in a panic, but now I started to get used to it. I didn't realize this is training to be a leader. Because if you become a leader, I guarantee you there will be people who disagree with you.
なぜならリーダーになるんだったら絶対に誰か自分と反対意見を持っている人っていうのがそこにいる。
And if you, your life stops because, somebody said something, your life will not go very far.
そして誰かにこう言われたからって言われてその人生が自分の人生がストップするようなんだったらなかなか成長できない。
And there are people like that.
そのような人もいます。
Yeah, I say, well, you know, what's the problem?
問題
は
何？
And they say, well, this happened, this happened, this
happened. And
then I try to say, well, when did this begin? 10 years ago. And then they tell some sad story. They said this. And I thought, you're wasting 10 years of your life. You gotta move on. Yeah, stop being concerned about what somebody said a long time ago. Well, today we are looking at someone who has this kind of trouble.
Two thousand years ago,
there was a man named Timothy. He was kind of a timid kind of Timothy. and he didn't have a lot of confidence.But God chose him to be a leader. And he was having a difficult time because people were attacking what he believed. And so Paul, his teacher, is coaching him about what to do. Let's read that section.Of advice in verse 2 Timothy chapter 2, 14 to 26.
14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 to 26. 14 すなわち真理の御言葉をまっすぐに解き明かす恥じることのない働き人として自分を神に捧げるよう努め励みなさい。俗悪の無駄話を避けなさい。人々はそれによってますます不敬虔に深入りし、彼らの話は癌の根に広がるのです。ヒメナオとピレトはその仲間です。彼らは真理から外れてしまい、復活がすでに起こったといってある人々の信仰を覆しているのです。それにもかかわらず神の不動の礎は固く置かれていて、それに次のような名が刻まれています。主はご自分に属するものを知っておられる。また主の名を呼ぶ者は誰でも不義を離れよ。大きな家には金や銀の器だけでなく木や土の器もあります。またあるものはたっといことに、あるものは卑しいことに用います。ですから誰でも自分自身を清めてこれらのことを離れるなら、その人はたっといことに使われる器となります。すなわち清められたもの、主人にとって有益なもの、あらゆる良い技に間に合うものとなるものです。それであなたは若い時の情欲を避け、清い心で主を呼び求める人たちと共に義と信仰と愛と平和を追い求めなさい。愚かで無知な試練を避けなさい。それが争いのもとであることはあなたが知っている通りです。主のしもべが争ってはいけません。むしろすべての人に優しくし、よく教え、よく忍び、反対する人たちを柔和な心で訓戒しなさい。もしかすると神は彼らに悔い改めの心を与えて真理を悟らせてくださるでしょう。それで悪魔に捕らえられて思うままにされている人々でも目覚めてその罠を逃れることもあるでしょう。
Okay, this Timothy, he's having a hard time. Because there are some people in his life that are giving him lots of trouble. They even give the names in verse 17. Hymenaeus and Philetus are the troublemakers in his life. Yeah. Do you have someone in your life giving you a difficult time? How many of you have at least one person? Okay. Well, what do you do about this kind of a person? Yeah. In this case, Timothy was having a difficult time because they were teaching a different kind of a gospel than the gospel in the Bible. And I think if you look through here, you can get a profile of what their character is of these troublemakers. There's a profile you can find in here of what they are. Number one, the troublemaker talks too much. Yeah, they're always talking. When a person talks a lot, sooner or later they say something that is not good. And the character of these two guys was they were just always giving their opinion all the time. Yeah, do you have someone you know in your life that's talking too much? That's the kind of person. Yeah, because if you talk too much, sooner or later you say something that is not good. The next thing we can know about these troublemakers, these two troublemakers, is that they think they are wise. Yeah, they are self-appointed teachers. Yeah, no one has chosen for them to be in that position. But they see themselves as above others. Yeah. And so it's also a warning sign to us that if we feel that we are wiser or smarter than the other people, it's a danger sign. If you go into a church and you think, oh, I know the Bible more than anybody here, probably. If you go into a church thinking, I know the Bible more than anyone else here, probably. This is a danger sign. This is the kind of character that these two people have. They had a sense of superiority. Another thing, if you look at verse 19:22, it seems that they also, it says here that we are to flee the temptations of our youth. And I think there are maybe four basic temptations that we humans have. And one is the hunger for money. The desire for improper sex. The desire for power, control. And the desire to fulfill the body's needs in an improper way, such as eating. And I think the sense here is that these two people had a problem with this area. And so when someone is really upset about something in the church, you need to be careful, because it could be that the reason they are so upset is because they also have the same problem.
そして教会の中で誰かあることに関してすっごい怒っているとき、すごく気をつけないといけないんですけど、もしかしたらその人はそのことに関しての問題を持っているかもしれない。
Yeah.
問題を持っているがゆえに怒っているっていう。
When I ride my motorcycle on the highway,
私が高速道路でバイクに乗っているときに、
and I'm going along at 80,
で80キロオーバーしそうになっています。
But I'm keeping the speed limit.
でもそのスピードリミットを守っています。
And as I'm riding, the motorcycle goes by at 160.
でも私のその80キロ守っている横を160キロでビョンって飛び抜かされたとしたら、
I feel really angry.
すっごい怒ります。
And I think, why do I feel angry?
なんで怒るんだろうって自分で考える。
And the truth is, I wish I could go
160.
Yeah, but I don't have the courage. I'm afraid I will be caught. And so there's this anger. It's because I also secretly inside want to do the same thing. So people who get really angry about money,
なので人がもしお金のことに関してすごく怒ってるんだったら、
or sex,
もしくは性のことに関して
or power,
力とか
who's the boss?
誰が上司だ、
yeah.
上司だ
It's good sign. Maybe they have trouble.
それはその人たちがその問題を持ってるっていういいしサインなんです。
Maybe that is their secret struggle.
もう密かに争ってるような問題だと思うんです。
And then another sign that these people hadis that they have an interest in talking about religion with no purpose.
そしてまた姫ナオトピレトが持ってた問題っていうのは、何の目的もなく、ただその宗教のことを話したがる性格だった。
Yeah, with no purpose.
何の目的もなく。
Yeah. Adam and Eve.
アダムとエヴァ。
Did they have a belly button? Because if they had a belly button,then it means they had a mother. Then it means then the Bible is not true. If the Bible said that there was Adam and there was Eve first, what do you think? Yeah. This kind of discussion. How the world will end.Well, we can talk a little bit about that. But if we talk about it on and on and on and on, then we are falling into wasting people's time with theology. And so sometimes after church, people come to me and they ask me a Bible question.And I have to decide, does this person really want to know? Or are they just playing? Are they just trying to impress me with how much they know the Bible?
彼らが自分がどれだけ聖書のことを知ってるかっていうのを印象付けたいと思ってるだけなのかな。
It seems these two men were like this. They were just trying to impress other people with their knowledge.
そして姫ナオとピレトはそのような性格があって、ただ他の人に印象付けたいっていう心があったんです。
Yeah. In verse 15, it talks about Paul saying, "Don't be ashamed, Timothy, for what you believe."
でも15節にはパウロは、でもって自分が信じてることを恥と思わないでっていうふうに言います。
Yeah, and so it appears that these two men had a very wise way of talking that made them look down on Timothy's simple teaching.
そしてそこから言えるのは、そのヒメナオとピレトっていうのは、ティモテのシンプルな信仰っていうのをすごく見下して、自分で自分が賢いんだぞっていうことをなんとか。
Yeah, and so we need to be careful of the person that as they are talking, they are always trying to impress you with how smart they are.
そして私たちも会話している中で、その相手の人がそのどれだけ自分が賢いかっていうことを印象付けようとしているかっていうことにはすごく気をつけないといけない。
Do you know anyone who's always trying to impress you with their wisdom?
自分の賢さを印象付けようとしているような人っていう周りにいますか?
Yeah, that is the kind of person that this is.
ここの姫のピレテはそのような人だったんです。
And so now I'd like to talk about how do you deal with such a person?
じゃあこれからどのようにその人たちと付き合っていけばいいかということが
They come to you.
自分のところにやってきます。
Yeah. And they want to talk to you, argue with you.
なんとか自分とその口論したがってるんです。
I think one thing, as I said before, we need to realize that there will always be such people who disagree.
そして前にも言ったんですけれども、自分と反対する人っていうのはいつもいるんです。
I was a full-time English teacher for 12 years.
私はフルタイムの英語の先生12年間やっていました。
And they did a questionnaire to the students about their satisfaction of the class every term.
そして毎学期が終わるごとにアンケートがあって、生徒がその授業をどれだけ満足しましたかっていうアンケートがあります。
And when I first started teaching, there were lots of complaints about my teaching.
最初に教え始めた頃は、いろんな不平不満っていうのがそこに書かれていました。
And I read the complaints of the students.
そして生徒たちのその文句をずっと読んでいました。
And I realized much of what they said was true.
そして本当に彼らが言ってることは正しいなっていうことを気づきました。
And so I had to change. I had to adjust.
なのでそれに対して自分が変えていかないといけない、適応していかないといけないと思います。
But then after a period of time, I became an experienced teacher.
でも何年か経って自分が経験ある先生として
And, my classes became very popular.
そして私の授業がすごく人気があるものとなって
But I noticed a pattern on the questionnaires.
でもそのアンケートにはパターンがあるということが分かりました。
I found out that no matter how good your class is, 10% are unhappy.
どれだけ自分の授業が良かったとしても、そのうちの 10% はあまり嬉しくないと思っているっていう、
yeah.
そんなパターンだ。
And I would read their complaints, and the complaints would be like this.
で、その文句をずっと読んでて、こんなような文句だったんです。
Yeah. Your class is too difficult.
あなたの授業はあまりにも難しい。
You don't take the time to explain things.
もう説明する時間を与えくれない。
Next complaint.
次の文句。
Your class is too easy.
あなたの授業はあまりにも優しすぎる。
And you are too kind.
あまりにも優しすぎる。
You explain too much.
いっぱい説明しすぎる。
And so I noticed that now the complaints were just not clear.
そしてその文句っていうのが全然そのはっきりしてないってことに気づくんです。
And so I realized that if you are a leader, about 10%, if you are a perfect leader, about 10%of the people you are influencing are going to be dissatisfied.
そして気づいたことは、自分が完璧なリーダーだったとしても、10% の人っていうのは、そのリーダーシップに対して反対するっていうものがあるっていうこと。
Yeah, and so if you have 10 friends,
もし私たちが10人の友達いたら、
or 10 people that you are working with,
もしくは10人と一緒に働いてるんだったら、
if you move perfectly,
そして自分が完璧にやっているとして、
there will be about one person who doesn't like what you're doing.
そして一人の人は私自分がやっていることに反対するような人がいるんです。
At KBF, in the both services, maybe a total of 200 people or more come.
で KBF では朝と夕礼拝両方合わせて多分200人以上の人が来ていると思います。
And so that means there's about 20 people.
そういうことは、大体20人ぐらいの人が、
who have a difficult time with what I'm doing.
私がやっていることに関して、
If I'm a perfect pastor,
もし私が完璧な牧師として、
But I'm not.
でも私はそうではないです。
And so that means maybe 30 or 40 people.
なのでそれ以上は30人かもしくは40人の人があまり嬉しく思ってないかも。
And I have to accept that.
でそのことを私は受け入れないといけないんです。
That is the way life is.
それが人生っていうものです。
And if you cannot accept that,
もしそれを受け入れなかったら、
your life will be continually stopped.
Yeah.
We have to learn to understand that there will be people who do not approve of what we do, no matter what we do.
私たちがやってること
And so when someone comes to us and they want to disagree with us, verse 25 gives us the advice there. Those who oppose him, he must gently instruct. Gently. And so when someone comes and they want to disagree with you, our response needs to be gentle. When someone says something, there are two kinds of actions that we can do. One is to react. And that is, if they show anger, we show anger. If they complain, then you complain. And if you do that, you'll go nowhere. You will just have difficult relationships everywhere you go. And there are people who do that. They go to a church. Someone disagrees with them. They say something back. And then they go to the next church. And they go around and around and around. And there are some people who do go from job to job this way. But here it says gently. And the way to do it gently is don't react, but receive, listen to what they're saying, and then prayerfully respond. This is the way Jesus did it. At one time, Jesus was, religious leaders came and they brought a woman and they said, we caught this woman in the very act of adultery. What do you say we should do? Moses says we should stone her. What should you do? He could have said, well, you have problems too. You did this and this and this, didn't you? He said, what do you mean you didn't? And it would have been no use. But he did not react. He just went over.
Any of you who have no sin, you take this stone and begin the killing. And everyone went away. He didn't react to what they said. But he responded. And so when someone comes complaining to you, you have to train yourself. This is not something that comes automatically when you were born. You have to train yourself to carefully listen and then say, Lord, how do you want me to respond? And if you really don't know how to respond, you say, you know what, let me take down your comments, I'll pray about it. You don't have to rush. In this way you can break the cycle of having a broken relationship.
このような方法で、いつも誰かとぶつかって、人間関係を壊してしまうような、そのようなサイクルを破ることになります。
Yeah. Don't jump on their emotional jet coaster.
相手のその感情的なジェットコースターに飛び乗らないでください。
Yeah. You know, some people, they come up to you.
ある人がこんな感じでやってきます。
I need to talk to you.
お前と話すことがあるんだ。
Can I close the door?ドア閉めてもいい。That's a bad sign.
それは悪いし。
If they want to close the door, it's a bad sign. Come on. And you don't know what the topic is yet.
で、その状態でも何の話なのかわからない。
But already you're.
You're. 自分の方も戦う準備できてる。
Don't ride their emotional jet coaster.Don't get on it. It's trouble. Let them do that. But don't do the same thing. If you do the same thing, it will not go well. Yeah, and so just say, no. It's the door. You keep it open. It's okay.
ごめんね、ちょっとドア閉め
ん
とって、そのまま開
けといて。
何が言いたいんですか？
Well, I think just let them say.
ただただ彼らは言うに任せてください。
Yeah, and as you listen,
それを聞きながら、
give tones of gentleness. Yeah, so that they can unload the burden that they have. If you get on their jet coaster, you'll be big trouble. Also, if you say, yeah, you don't have to say it, I know.I understand. It's okay. You don't have to say it.
I don't.
Then the other side is.
yeah.
And so I know what you're thinking. Yeah, I know you disagree. You don't even have to say it. Yeah. If you do that, big trouble. Then they go like this. Yeah. And so you have to listen.Like this. This is the advice we're giving here. And then after they have unloaded, faithfully just say, this is what I believe the Bible says. Yeah, and in this case they were arguing about the resurrection in this story. And so probably Timothy could have said, you know what I believe is what the Bible says over here, John 11 over here, it says this about the resurrection. And if you're going to speak from the Bible, this is the policy that I use. And that is to be a balanced student of the Bible. First of all, if they say something very strong, say, if that is really true, then show me where it is written in the Bible, in the New Testament, at least three times, in the Old Testament, at least three times.
で相手の人が言ってることがすごい強く主張されるものだったら、それが旧約聖書と新約聖書で3回同じことが出てるよっていうところを見せてくださいって言って。
Yeah. And tell them if the Bible is God's word, then the most important things will come out most frequently.
で、バランス取るためなんですけど、その聖書の中ですごく大切なことっていうのは、
And so, show me what you're saying
three in the Old Testament, three in the New Testament.
あなたが言ってることは、あの新約聖書で三回、また旧約聖書でも三回言ってますかって。
Yeah, say this to the Mormon.
そのことをモルモン教の人に聞いて。
Say it to the Jehovah's Witness.
エホバの証人の人に言ってみてください。
Because those who have a twisted understanding of the Bible, they only take one area, ignoring the other areas.
モルモンとかエホバの証人の人たちっていうのは聖書をちょっとだけ書いてそれをねじ曲げてるんですけど一つのところだけで他のところを無視したようなそんな状態なんです。
If you talk to a Jehovah's Witness at your door, they will usually do this.
エホバの証人の人たちがあのうちに来てこんなこと言うと思う。
Yeah, this is it. ここ書いてあるでしょ。ここ。
聖書に
書いてある。そしてこの辺でこうやろ。この辺で。And they go all over the Bible like a mosquito jumping all over. And so you say, okay, three times the same teaching, show me.
And
if you do that, they go, また来ます. They go.And so, when you to teach something in the Bible, look, is it frequently taught or is it rarely taught? And strange religions take the Bible and they use it only one place over here and one place over there. The next word of advice about dealing with difficult people, if they want to argue with you, one thing you need to understand is that you can't forcibly change their opinion. Verse 25 and 26 mentions this kind of thing. It seems that Timothy was getting stressed out.
When
are you going to believe this? The Bible says this and this and
this.
What you're thinking is wrong.
Don't
get stressed out.
God
is the one who can change them.
Yeah,
and so if you notice you're getting stressed out trying to change another person, trying to change that person is not your job. It is only God who is able to work in the spirit,
our heart.
And so relax.Yeah, even if they say terrible things about your God. Yeah, God can protect himself. Yeah, and so just put, okay, Lord, just turn it into a prayer. Lord, this person disagrees with me. Lord, I just pray that you would work in their heart. Help them to see your truth. Look at verse 16. Read 16 and then read
23. 16から23節まで。俗悪な無駄話を避けなさい。人々はそれによってますます不敬虔に深入りし、彼らの話はガンのように広がるのです。ヒメナオとピレトはその仲間です。
Okay, now jump to verse 23.
23. 愚かで無知な試練を避けなさい。
Yeah. And so, if someone is arguing with you, and it's going nowhere, and it's going around, and they're saying the same things over and over again, don't waste your time.
Yeah.
Go home.
Yeah.
Don't continue to talk to them.
Yeah,
especially after 10 p.m.
特にあの夜の10時以降は。
I have seen this happen again and again.
何度もこのことをあの経験しています。
People start a discussion late at night.
夜遅くにあの論議をし始めて。
They're both tired.
両方とも疲れている。
And they say too much.
あまりにもいっぱい言いすぎて。
And now it's 2 in the morning.
でも夜中2時。
And they're screaming at each other.
お互いに叫び合ってる。
It's time to go to bed.
その時間というのは寝る時間です。
Yeah, big trouble happens if you talk about serious things late at night.
もしあの深刻な話を夜遅くに始めるんだったら、それは大きな問題になるわけです。
Yeah, you because of your physical exhaustion, you put your guard down. You say things that you will regret later on.
なぜならもう肉体的にも一日の疲れで疲れているので、自分のガードが下がっていって、後で言わなくて。
And so when someone is arguing with you, you need to keep your, in your question, do this person really want to know the truth? Yeah, and if they don't, you need to respectfully shorten the conversation. Go on.
本当にあの尊敬を持ってその会話を短くやめる必要があります。
Yeah. And the next point is 24.
Area 24, verse 24. 次のポイントは24節に出てくるんですけど。
Yeah, read 24.
主のしもべが争ってはいけません。むしろすべての人に優しくし、よく教え、よくしのび。
Okay. We're not to quarrel.We're not to have be resentful. Resentful, have unforgiveness. How mature you are as a Christian, one way to gauge it is how fast are you at forgiving.
Christian として自分がどれだけ成熟しているかっていうのを測るのは、どれだけ早くその人、相手の人を許すことができるかということ。
Because we are to be the most, we're supposed to be expert forgivers.
なぜなら私たちは本当にあの許すことに関してエキスパートにならないといけない。
Jesus was the expert of experts in forgiveness.
で、イエス様はあの許すことに関してエキスパートの中のエキスパートだったんです。
Yeah, he laid down his life for those who committed sin.
もう罪を犯した人に対しても自分自身を捧げ出すっていうことができる人だ。
And so if someone is saying terrible things,
なので誰かが私たちに悪いことを言う、
we need to forgive them as quickly as we can.
もうできるだけ早くその人を許さないといけない。
Even after they, right after they are saying it.
何か言われたすぐその直後で。
Lord, this person just said this terrible thing to me.
Lord,
I forgive them.
Because
you have forgiven me so much. I have said terrible things to people. And you have forgiven me. And so this person who is saying this terrible thing, I just pray you bless them right now, you forgive them. If you don't do that,Then you go home and you fall into this pattern.
このようなパターンに陥ってしまいます。
And then you begin to think about what they said around and around and around.
相手が言ったことをずっと考え続けるような夜を。
It's the middle of the night.
真夜中の。
You can't sleep.
それでも眠れない。
Because you're thinking of what they said.
And
every time you think of it, you are reinforcing it deeper in your heart.
それを知ることによって思い出すことによってその言葉っていうのが心の奥深くにまで刻み込まれていく状態になる。
Every time you think of what they said, you are replaying it in your mind.
その彼らが言ったことを思い出すことはのリプレイをずっとしてるんです。
And it becomes deeper and deeper and deeper.
で中にずっと深く刻み込まれ
て。And then you will find you can't pray anymore.
そしてもう祈ることができなくなる。
You can't worship God anymore.
神様を礼拝することができなくなってしまう。
And what that person said now owns your life.
そして相手に言われた言葉が私たちを支配するようになるんです。
Yeah, and so it's so important that when someone says something that we forgive them as quickly as possible.
なので何かひどいことを言われたとしても、その人をできるだけ早く 許すっていうことがすごく大切なんです。
Yeah, the last point of advice is also from 24.
で最後のアドバイスもあの24節からなんですけども。
What the devil wants to do in an argument is to take away our peace, take away our faith.
この討論の中で、で悪魔がやりたいということは、やりたいことは私たちの平安を取り去りたいということなんです。
Yeah, and the way he does it.
それをする方法は。
By using the person's anger, the person's attitude to get us upset.
その相手の人の怒りと態度を通して自分自身をも怒らせるようなそんな方法なんです。
And so if someone is trying to argue with you,
誰かが自分に対して口論をかけてきたときに、
do the opposite of what they're doing.
その人がやってることと反対のことをやってください。
Repeat after me. Do the opposite.
Do the opposite.
逆な行動を取る。逆な行動を
取る。
That's the key.
それがあの鍵なんです。
Yeah. Whatever they are doing to you,
その人たちがやっていること、
do the opposite.
と逆のことをやる。
And if you do this, you will break the power of Satan working in the relationship.
それをすると、あの人間その関係の中で働いている悪魔の力を破ることになります。
Yeah. So, if someone is showing anger, yeah, they're like this, and they're coming in like this. Do the opposite. Yeah. Have a sit down. Sit down. Which would you like, coffee with cream or a coffee with? How would you like your coffee?
コーヒーどうすればいい？あのクリーム入れる入れない？
あれって。Do the opposite.
反対のことをしてください。
Yeah, if there's anger, show peace.
もし相手が怒ってるんだったら平和を見せてください。
If they're showing I'm smarter than you,
私はあなたよりも賢いんだって見せてるんだったら、
then show humility.
そしたらあの謙遜を見せてください。
I have many things to learn.
私にはいっぱい学ぶべきこと
が。If they're speaking down at you in a condescending way.Then look at them respectfully. God also loves them. Even though they're messed up, God loves them. So respect them as a human being. If they're being very emotional, then you be peaceful.If they show no love,
相手は愛を全然示してこない。
You show love.
自分の方は愛を見せ
る。Do the opposite.
相手が出しているものと反対のことをする。
And this way you can break the power of what is happening.
そのこと、それをすることによってそこで起こっていることの力をあの破ることになります。
Yeah, this is what Jesus did.
それがイエス様がされたことです。
Yeah, and that's the way he was able to deal with difficult situations.
それをことによっての。すごく困難な状況も神あの働くことができます。
If you don't do this,
それをしなかったら、
you will be affected by what they say,
相手に言われたことによってそのことが影響される。
And you will end up saying things that you regret as well.
そして自分も後で言わなかったらよかったって後悔するような言葉も言い返してしまう。
And then in the end, after you have clearly explained what you believe, you've calmly listened to them, you haveReflected the opposite of what they reflect. After you have done these things,
そしてあの相手が言ってることを落ち着いて聞いて、また自分が信じてることをあの誠実にシェアして、また相手が出してることと違うことを出すこと、それ全部やった後に、
and then you go back to your home,
自分の家に帰って、
then you need to get built up in love.
自分の愛を今度満たしていかなきゃいけない。
If a human has a difficult, terrible thing said to them, they need about five things encouraging to happen to their life.
もし誰かにひどいことを言われたとき、その人はあの少なくとも5つの励ましが必要になってくるんです。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
かっちゃん。
までね、聞こえた？すごいこと言われちゃってな。最近のがあった。ちょっとよしよし。
That's what you need to do.
それが必要なことなんです。
You need a small group of people who believe in you.
自分のことを信じてくれてる小さなグループが必要なんです。
That will encourage you.
自分を励ましてくれる。
Yeah. And if you don't have such a group, leadership is very difficult.
そのようなグループがなかったら、そのリーダーシップを取ることはすごく難しくなります。
Yeah. And so if you are influencing more and more people, then you need a support group for yourself as well.
もし自分が多くの人たちにすごい影響を流しているっていうんだったら、自分をサポートしてくれるそのようなグループが自分にも必要になります。
Jesus had Peter, James, and John.
イエス様はヨハネとペテルとヤコブがいました。
They were his encouragement group.
彼らがイエス様を励ますようなグループだったのです。
We all need it too.
私たちみんな一人一人そのようなグループが必要です。
And so I encourage you to actively pray. If you don't have such a group, actively pray that God will give you it.
なのでもしそのようなグループを持てないんだったら積極的にそのことを祈ってください。
And then you need an honest relationship where you can ask for encouragement.
そしてそのグループの中では正直に励ましが必要ということができることなんです。
Yeah, if you're just waiting around for people to encourage you, it may never happen.
もし励ましてくれる人をただぼーっと待ってるだけだったら起こりません。
Yeah, and so you need to be able to humbly say, I need encouragement. I had a difficult time.
なので本当に謙虚になって、私には励ましが必要なんです。困難な時持ってたんですっていう必要があるんです。
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, many of us have difficult people in our lives.
天のお父さん、もう私たちの多くは困難な人っていうのがいます。
And sometimes we get tied up with their emotional jet coaster.
そして相手の持っているその感情に私たちも縛られてしまう。
And we say things that are not good.
そして良くないことを言ってしまうことがあります。
Lord, help us to take a different way.
神様どうか違った方法を取ることができるように助けてください。
Help us to respond instead of reacting.
反応するんじゃなくて答えることができるように助けてください。
Help us to reflect the opposite of what they are giving.
相手が言っていること、相手が出しているものと反対のものを私たちが出すことができるように助けてください。
And Lord, that the Spirit of God living in us will then help them, Lord.
またあなたの霊が私たちの中に働いているので、相手の人もあなたが助けてください。
We ask in Jesus' name.
イエス様の名前で祈ります。